Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong activities in London draw support. Sydney, Falun Gong in Lunar New Year Parade. Seoul, South Korea, new practitioners share experiences after the first 9-day Falun Gong seminar of 2019. Organizations and individuals in the Chinese military involved in the persecution of Falun Gong. Beijing woman in critical condition 3 months after imprisonment for her faith dies 10 months later. And Romania introducing Falun Gong at Bucharest Health Expo. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong activities in London draw support. Falun Gong practitioners in London often hold activities in front of the British Museum to introduce this ancient spiritual practice and inform people of the persecution of the practice in China. On the afternoon of February 13th, practitioners distributed information, demonstrated the exercises, and collected signatures calling for an end to the persecution by the communist regime. Appalled after learning of the crime of organ harvesting from living practitioners, many people signed the petition. As two women walked out of the museum, they stopped to read about organ harvesting crimes. After they signed the petition, one woman said, "We shouldn't allow such things to happen. It must stop." A husband and wife said that they worked in China and had personally witnessed the persecution. Both could read Chinese and were aware of the deteriorating human rights situation in China. They were encouraged to learn that more than 100 million people have quit the communist organizations and that Falun Gong is practiced in over 100 countries around the world. They asked a lot of questions about Falun Gong and took information in Chinese to read. Roger, an American professor of sociology, and his wife Kathy signed the petition. Roger said he knew that the communist regime had been destroying traditional culture and belief and is a dictatorship which does not care about the people. He thought the large-scale organ harvesting was a terrible crime against humanity. He said their behavior doesn't deserve to be called human. It's a tragedy, a crime against humanity. Morris from Birmingham was one of the last people to walk out of the British Museum that day. After reading the information, he signed the petition and said, "The organ harvesting is a barbarous, militarized crime like the Nazis. Chinese people naturally like meditation. It's part of Chinese culture. It can't be suppressed." He said that the practitioners standing up against the communist regime's persecution was a battle between the righteous and the evil, and that the righteous must win. He said the international society shouldn't have any illusions about the Communist Party, adding, "Communists do not care about human rights. They corrupt society through brainwashing. We must stop it. Communism won't change. It must be eliminated."
Sydney, Falun Gong in Lunar New Year Parade. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the Lunar New Year Parade in Chatswood, a major business and residential district in the Lower North Shore of Sydney, Australia. The area is about 6 miles from the Sydney Central Business District, and over a third of its population is of Asian ancestry. The event took place on Victoria Avenue, the main street, on February 16th. The Falun Gong procession featured a float, celestial maidens, waist drums, and the Tian Guo marching band. Caroline and Alex, who are from Canada, said they love traditional Chinese culture and were inspired by the peaceful meditation and cultural features the Falun Gong practitioners presented. Alex also said that he knew about the persecution in China and saw Falun Gong practitioners as a peaceful group. He said that he had seen practitioners in Australia and Canada. As someone who grew up in the former USSR, he knew a great deal about crimes committed by communist dictatorships. Mr. Ouyang, a businessman from Hong Kong, was also happy to see Falun Gong at the event. He said, "Falun Gong is the biggest entry in the parade today. I'm a frequent traveler, and I see Falun Gong in every country. I hope they can develop and become more powerful. I often share the information I have learned about Falun Gong with my friends on Facebook. I hope they can join me in supporting Falun Gong." Mr. Deng, an immigrant from Hong Kong who has lived in Australia for many years, said with tears in his eyes, "I sensed such a connection when the Falun Gong group passed by. I can't describe it. They stand out and radiate such positive and peaceful energy. Sharing authentic traditional Chinese culture with everyone is so great. Falun Gong is the biggest and liveliest group in today's parade." Mr. Deng also said that he had known about Falun Gong for a long time. He said, "I admire its practitioners for their perseverance in raising public awareness of the persecution in China. I see Falun Gong here, and I see Falun Gong in Hong Kong. I like the independent Epoch Times newspaper. The Chinese Communist Party cannot affect Falun Gong."
Seoul, South Korea. New practitioners share experiences after the first nine-day Falun Gong seminar of 2019. The first nine-day Falun Gong seminar of the new year at the Tianti Bookstore in Seoul was held on January 31st, 2019. The new practitioners held a roundtable discussion after the workshop sessions concluded to share their impressions of the practice and discuss their experiences. Falun Gong is a traditional mind-body cultivation practice from China. The practice involves five gentle exercises, including a meditation, and comprehensive teachings based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. One evening, Kang saw Falun Gong practitioners doing the exercises near his residence. After reading the Falun Gong flyer, he thought, "I should practice Falun Gong." He went to the Tianti bookstore, where he was told that he should read the book Falun Gong, the introductory book about the practice. He said, "It was as if I found the purpose of life after reading that book." So he decided to explore the practice further by participating in the nine-day seminar. The seminar involves listening to Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong, giving nine fundamental lectures and learning the exercises. Kang found that the teachings touched his heart. Another new practitioner, Kim, saw a woman practicing the Falun Gong exercises in a park one morning. He said, "I felt a strong energy emanating from her, and her hand gestures were so beautiful." He accepted a flyer and started practicing Falun Gong. He said he has gained a deep understanding of life and cultivation practice over the past 1.5 years of practicing Falun Gong. Seeing the positive changes in her husband, Kim's wife became interested in Falun Gong. She also attended the nine-day seminar. Although she initially thought she would go for just one day, she attended all nine sessions. She remarked that she looked more beautiful after the nine-day seminar. In addition, she no longer felt discomfort in her back.
Organizations and individuals in the Chinese military involved in the persecution of Falun Gong. The Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong permeates every corner of society, including the People's Liberation Army. Falun Gong practitioners who are active or retired service members have faced constant pressure to renounce their faith since the persecution began in 1999. Yet little is known about the persecution of practitioners in the military due to the regime's strict control of the armed forces. Many people are not even aware of the existence of the 610 office in the military. The 610 office is an extra-legal agency tasked with carrying out the persecution of Falun Gong. It has branches at every level of government. A practitioner affiliated with the Army recently shared what he knew about the persecution of practitioners in the military. When former Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin ordered the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, he ordered the Army to take the lead in the persecution and serve as a role model for civilian agencies. The People's Liberation Army consists of 5 professional branches of the service: the Ground Force, Navy, Air Force, Rocket Force, and the Strategic Support Force. The Armed Police Unit, General Staff Department, General Logistics Department, and other organizations are affiliated with the Strategic Support Force. Each unit has its own 610 office. A 610 office was set up in each unit to persecute the practitioners in that branch. The 610 office functions above the law and is directly under the General Political Department. Not long after the self-immolation hoax on Tiananmen Square, Jiang Zemin ordered that an important meeting be held between the military and the 610 office. The director arranged the secret conference, which was reportedly attended by more than 20 core members of the 610 office. No recordings or photos were allowed. In the meeting, the director explained the role of the military in the suppression of Falun Gong and its future plans. Jiang's orders for the military to take the lead in persecuting Falun Gong were communicated. All practitioners in the military had to be completely transformed by being coerced into renouncing Falun Gong, with no exceptions. Those assigned to carry out the transformations could secretly use any means necessary, including preying on practitioners' affections and feelings.
Beijing woman in critical condition, 3 months after imprisonment for her faith, dies 10 months later. A Beijing woman was in critical condition about 3 months after she began serving time in prison for her faith in Falun Gong. After months of suffering, Ms. Liu Yamei died on December 11, 2018. She was 52. Ms. Liu's ordeal began after she was arrested for distributing invitations about a public hearing of 3 Falun Gong practitioners in November 2016. At Tongzhou Detention Center, Ms. Liu was beaten and verbally abused for trying to do the Falun Gong exercises. The guards also handcuffed and shackled her for 5 months. The detention center initially didn't allow her lawyer to visit her. When he was eventually allowed to see her, she was emaciated and much of her hair had turned gray. After several months of intense torture at the detention center, Ms. Liu was tried on July 6, 2017 and sentenced to 4 years in prison 3 weeks later. She began serving time at Beijing Women's Prison in late 2017. Ms. Liu's family received a call from the prison in January 2018. They were told that she was on the verge of death and asked to come to the hospital. When they arrived at the hospital, Ms. Liu was unable to recognize them. The doctor told her family that she was suffering from cervical cancer and multiple organ failures, which could not be treated. As her family deliberated on what to do, the police threatened Ms. Liu's sister, saying that they had installed a surveillance camera at her home. They said that if she contacted local Falun Gong practitioners, the police would be at her home in 5 minutes. Ultimately, Ms. Liu's family was intimidated by the CCP's implication policy and didn't take her home, but left her in the hands of the prison authorities until she passed away.
Romania, introducing Falun Gong at Bucharest Health Expo. Falun Gong practitioners participated in a health expo held at the Pala Tuluti Exhibition Hall in Bucharest on February 8th through 10th. The popular 3-day event was well attended. Many people were drawn to the practitioners' peaceful exercise demonstration and wanted to learn more. Practitioners were invited to demonstrate the exercises on the stage every day at 4 p.m. They also had an information booth where they handed out paper lotus flowers and handmade calendars. They told people about Falun Gong and how the practice is being persecuted in China. Nearly 10,000 flyers were distributed during the 3-day health expo. The practitioners' exercise demonstration attracted the attention of many people who stopped to watch. 2 Chinese businessmen said that they wanted to learn. A practitioner gave them the website and invited them to come to the local practice site. They thanked the practitioners. Some people said they felt surrounded by peace and tranquility while watching the practitioners demonstrate the exercises. One man said he felt a wave of strong energy. Several people wrote down the address of the practice site and said they would come to learn Falun Gong. After watching the exercise demonstration, one woman said she felt a strong energy field surrounding the practitioners while they practiced. She said that she would go to the practice site to learn Falun Gong. A 24-year-old man said, "My father told me about Falun Gong. I'm very happy to see you here at the expo." He said he always wanted to meet practitioners. After hearing they would be at the expo, he came to see them and express his support. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.